Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Chav Hey, and we will start Chav Dal Adam Abayz, where we ended off with in the last year, the last cycle, starting with the Kober Mesim Sugya, fourth wide line on Chav Dal Adam Abayz. Tanya Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, Kover Mesim Hayisi. Abba Shaul says that he was a Kover Mesim. He was a grave digger. Kover Mesim Hayisi. Ein Yaakov points out here that he doesn't say Kover Mesim Ani. Because this type of work, you hope that you're out of business already whenever somebody asks you what you're doing. So you say, I used to be a Kover Mesim. Maybe the same thing would be like a doctor, right? What do you do? Well, I used to be a doctor. Hope my services are never needed anymore. Lahavdil, but in a certain sense. The ACOs, again, we're going to have a very mysterious story here, but we can learn certain halachas. The Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov says, La'medcha derecheretz, shalo yomar adam Kover Mesim ani, demashma adayin mitzapel lihios Kover Mesim. Kederach Shamru, as it says in the Gemara elsewhere, Rabim Shasu Lema Rabim Yishtu. Rabim Shasu Lema Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. Talking about the drink that one drinks during Avelus. You should say Rabim Shasu, not Rabim Yishtu. Right? A person shouldn't say, this is what I do, this is what I've done, hopefully I won't have to do it again. So, Kover Mesim, Ayisi, Mitztaka, Ba'atzmo Shal Mesim. I used to look at the bones, Ba'atzmo Shal Mesim. So it must have been visible, even though, you know, we have Tachrichim. But you were able to look at the bones of the Mesim. Hashosa Yayin Chai, Atzmosav Srufim. One who used to drink too much undiluted wine, his bones would look Sarif. Mazug Atzmosav Sechuyin. If it was Mazug, was diluted, his bones would look Sechuyin. Sechuyin, Rashi says, Shechorin, either black, or below Moach, without any moisture. Very dry. Karaui atmosa meshuchin. But if it's appropriate amount of wine, then meshuchin, there were just enough oiled, so to speak, and wet and moist as they should be. If they drink too much, achilasum ruba mishdiyasum atmosa sechuyin. Karaui atmosa meshuchin. Okay, different ideas about that. Interesting. He used to look at the bones of the mesim and see these. And be able to tell the type of person that one was. The Chashuket Chemin here discusses, again, it's a question earlier dealt with by the Poskim, is one allowed to look at a mace in order to learn something from? Somebody's allowed to be bodek. Let's say the case was that there was a certain Jew that died from a very unusual illness, and the doctors want to do x-rays on the mace in order to learn about the illness to be able to help for the future, so that they can learn about what happened. And we know there's a halach of, besides a kavod mace, to bury as soon as possible, but number two is sir hanam in a mace, that we just mentioned that 2 days ago. So the question is here, is that considered hana'a, just looking? Just looking. Harofim rotzim lo hashoses kvuraso biyomo yomayim, kdilasos lo retigen, x-ray, velivdoka sibas moso, vulaya ideze yuchlu lahachkim bechachmas arafua, hemadavar mutter, o shakivet shemes asr bahana, asr luma menachachmas arafua. So he says, tshuva lechora mutter. Why? Argamar abashol. Kover mesim ayisi used to learn things by looking at the mace. Right? He says, mistakel ba'atzmal shal mesim. And we know mistakel doesn't just mean glancing. We know in English, for example, there are different English words that mean a similar idea, but different. Glance, look, stare. Right, three different words. They all mean to look at, but they all have a different connotation. Glance and look and stare. So even in Hebrew, we have ro'eh, we have mistakel, right, different words. Histaklus is usually meant as more of a focused looking, not a glance. Mistakel, histaklus barayis, histaklus, it talks about Baisha Nida. So what about here? He says, the guy here says histakel, which means like a focused look. He was mistakel ba'atzmo shel mesim. And he quotes from the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, shemikol makam shedemer mistakel hainu hisponinus v'lo re'ia ba'alma. A real hisponinus. And he quotes from the Tshuva Machane Chaim, the fact that we say a mace is osur bahana, hu dafka lika chelak mipsar mace v'chadome. That's using the mace. Right, we know in terms of using it for anatomy, donating one's body to science. Aval histakel b'meis v'liros b'machalaso. But to look at a mace and to look at the illness, v'yavin mizel levav chacham ech hushrash hamachla mein makor v'chatzva v'ayidech maso yavin meistaklos lios nishar ba'atid, to learn something from looking at the dead body. L'das mehabata shalameis ech yaseh basil lo nikrenene. That's called not hanah. That's not called hanah. So even if a mace is aser b'hanah, this wouldn't be called hanah. You know, you might have said, if there's a pikuach nefer situation, so then one might say, that's docha this or hanah min hamace. But even if this is not pikuach nefesh lufan necha, still it would be mutter, he explains, because it wouldn't be called an isra hanah by just a looking. And then he talks about, once we're talking about histaklos, not really our issue now, but the next piece here he says, being mistaka basbo shalmesim, is one allowed to look at a picture, mistakel, a picture of a rainbow. He says, we know there's a question in the poskim about being mistakel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, also listakel bo bekeshes biyoser. So what about looking at pictures? Will the pictures be the same thing as looking at the item itself? So he talks about, poskim discuss, what about looking at a picture of a mace, right? One is not supposed to look at histaklus b'mace. So he quotes, what about histaklus here? He quotes various poskim. He quotes the Marsham. He quotes the Laharos Nasan. He says he asked for his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'amar li shemistaver she'in iser b'histaklus al tmunas keshes, kivat she'eno chad kemo ha'keshes atzmo, v'avilo keshes shemistakev b'mayim, chad yoser, v'chein mistaver she'in inyan sholo listakel ba. He quotes... He quotes that. Then he quotes other, the Noda Bihuda, the Chasab Sofer. That's what it talks about generally, Chachmas Refuah, not a specific issue of a chole. But what about to learn anatomy in general? So that's what all the posts can discuss this. What if you don't have a pikuach nefesh b'fanecha? But finally, the last point here, he has about four or five pieces here, but the last one here to mention, he says the Gemara says in Maseches Harios, somebody looks at the face of a dead body. So what about mistakel b'tzmuna? Right, a tshuva, a picture. So he quotes. Well, what's the message? He quotes from Achronim. So maybe mistakel b'nameis mishakech tamuda. Why? Because a person will be such in state and be more have yira and pachad and not be able to focus. So they won't be able to learn properly. It'll be too much of an intense experience. So do you get that from looking at a picture? So that's the question. So maybe not, because it's not the actual mace. So that's the question. But just related to this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer called Sefer Azikaron. Sefer Azikaron, where he talks about 28 things in Chazal that are good for memory and 37 things that are bad for memory. And he quotes all of the classic putting it all together. The different items that are good for memory or bad for memory, and if one wants to look at them, it's all listed here. He goes through each one. Anava, things that are good for memory. Anava, tefila, yirat shamaya, miyat tainug, lahotzi bepev, velilmod bekol rum. Right, that's the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Lechadish chidushim, lahavin mashalomed, lomo mirav echor, lomo betzina, lomo beisakneses. So he quotes those types of items that he quotes. Hamistakel bepnei tzadik. That's the opposite of Mestakel B'Pnei Meis. Mestakel B'Pnei Tzadik, he quotes that from Tamei HaMenhagim. The B'nei Rav, Lomar Asara B'nei Rav Papa, Achar Siyam Maseches. That's a skula for Zikaron. Yoshbo Kabbalah Lahazar HaShechacha. Look in Sefer HaEshkol. Girsa de Yankasa. So he goes all of these items that are good for memory, and then he quotes all of the items that are bad for memory. He quotes on the list there, again, many of the others, and then he quotes Dvarim shekashim l'shichacha, misha'oner eino chozer al tamudo. That's an obvious one, if you don't review. And he quotes the opposites, gaiva, kaz, da'aga. But he quotes then items that Chazal say. If you eat certain foods, if you do this, if you do that, if you leave your svarim open, all different items. A korik ksav she'al hakever. That's an interesting one, right? One might have heard that, about reading the ksav on a kever. But many do read the Sabbath of Kevin because they want to see who's buried there. Maybe it only means saying gibbepeh. Maybe it means histaklus and not just glancing. All different items. But anyway, that's all Sefer Zikaron. Okay, that all came from Mistakel Batmosov Shomes. Vaiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tanya b'shalom omer v'yitema Rabbi Yochanan kover meisim ayisi. Again, I was a kover meisim. Right, from the Ian Yaakov. No, not anymore. I was running after a deer, and all the Mefarshim say, the Maharsha here says, the Ben Yehoyada, the other Mefarshim say, there is something that is symbolic here. This is not meant as a literal, it's a very deep Kabbalistic idea about Tumah V'Tahara in this story. Right? We don't fully understand it. Again, there's a lot of depth here, but we'll read it. So he says, I was running after a tzvi, v'nechnasti b'kul yishal meis. I went into one of the bones of a meis. V'ratzi achrev shalosh parsos, v'tzvi lo igati v'kul yishal kalsa. I ran three parsos, a very long distance, in this bone. I didn't reach the end of the bone, and I didn't even catch up to the deer. Ukshechazarti l'achorai, omru lo'i al shel og melech habashan oisa. They told me it was Og. It was Og's bone. That's why it was huge. It was Og's bone. And therefore, I realized how big he was. We'll mention something about Og, but let's first continue. Tanya, Bashal, Omer, Kover, Mesim, Ayisi. Pamachas, Niftacha, Ma'ara, Tachtai. There was a cave that opened up under me. V'yamati, Begagalena, Shomes, Ar Chotmi. I was deep under my nose into the pupil of the eye of the maze. It was this huge eye. So what does that mean? A huge eye, as big as a person could fit in? Obviously, there's some symbolic symbolism here. Kshechazarti lachorai, again, all the Mefarshim get into Kabbalah. Kshechazarti lachorai, amru ein shel Avshalom Aiso. They said it was the eye of Avshalom. There can be symbolism. The eye of a person means, symbolizes his taiva. Avshalom had a taiva to be the king, and it didn't stop, and he wanted to be more bemalchus, and that's why somebody who has an unsatiated taiva maybe is has an eye that's huge. Right, we had a Gemara elsewhere. If you remember, at the end of the sugyas, instead of Tamid, I think it was, right? There's questions of the Anshi Alexandria, and they asked one of their abadim, and he says he found an eye and he covered the eye, and then it was the taiva didn't weigh as much. Okay, a lot of symbolism, but the eye of Avshalom. The Shema Tomar Abishol Nanasave, and if you want to say, well, maybe Abishol was a midget. And therefore, it's not such a great chiddush that he was in the eye and it was so big. Abishal Arach V'Darahav, he was very tall. Rabbi Tarfon Magielik Tefo, Rabbi Tarfon only got to his shoulder. Rabbi Tarfon Arach V'Darahav, Rabbi Meir Magielik Tefo. And Rabbi Tarfon was very tall, Rabbi Meir only got to his shoulder. Rabbi Meir Arach V'Darahav, Rabbi Magielik Tefo. Again, this is all to show how big Abishal was. Rabbi Arach V'Darahav, Rabbi Chiyam Magielik Tefo, Rabbi Chiyam Arach V'Darahav, Rabbi Magielik Tefo, Rav Arach Bidor Havi, Rav Yehuda Magilik Tefo, Rav Yehuda Arach Bidor Havi, Va'adadaila Magilik Tefo. Again, all of this, one has to go through each one of these personalities and see how they compare to the other one. Parsh Tavina de Pumpedisa. Parsh Tavina was a person's name. In Pumpedisa, Ko'ile La'adadaila Adpalge. Only got to the half of Adadaila. Vukule Alma, Ko'ile Parsh Tavina de Pumpedisa Adchartse. The whole world only got to his belt. Either way, Abishal was very tall, and therefore, when he was in this eye, it wasn't because he was short, it was just because the size of the eye. And again, the message, there are depths to it, and this is one of those, like the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Pirsha Mishnayos, where the Rambam says that there are three ways that one could understand Agados and Shas. Unusual Agados like this one. He says one of them is Kfira, one of them is Nebuch, and one of them is correct. He says, what are they? He says, one of them is kfira, and that is take everything literally, very literally, and therefore say the rabbis are crazy, and they make up things, and you can't trust anything, v'chulu. So he says, that's wrong. He says, then the other example is, the other interpretation is, well, it's literal, and I don't understand it. So I guess there's something beyond me. So I guess I just have to go through this learning and realize that I don't understand. That's also, he says, it's Nebuch, meaning not everything is literal. He says the third approach is that some are literal, but many are symbolic, and there's depths to it. And therefore, sometimes we can understand the messages, and sometimes we can't. We have to recognize that sometimes, even when the Rabbanan, and this Rav Huttner talks about, even when the Rabbanan, based on the Gemara in Temura that we learned, Daf Yudalid, that we could write down Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't write it down in a way that it's so obvious, that everything is just obvious to be understood. They wrote it in a way that you need a Rebbe, and the Rebbe needs a Rebbe, and there has to be depth to it, and they wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way to keep some of the elements of Torah Shebal Peh. So if there's an Agadata that's very symbolic, that we can't fully understand, Al Pi Nigla, so we have to realize that it's okay, that this is a code, and we have to just research more and more in this regard. Og Melech Habashan, though, is a fascinating personality in general, right? What the message of Og is. Taking the Imre Baruch, he has a whole piece in on Parshas Lech Lecha, all about Og, where he quotes, interesting, Og, according to Chazal, his head made it onto the Teva. Right? He was in the water, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the water around him not boiling hot, and therefore he was saved. That's why he lived hundreds of years, according to Chazal. He was alive during the Teva, and he was alive in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why was he Zoche, Mimanashach? Was he Zoche to survive, so why wasn't he on the Teva? But it wasn't big enough. The whole thing was this anyway. And if he wasn't Zoche to be saved, so why was his head Zoche to be saved? So he quotes one of the contemporary Rabbanim, who says, remember, Og was the Vayavo Apalit. Right? So he came, and he saved Avraham, and he told Avraham about Lot. We find Og sometimes did something proper, he did something righteous, he did a mitzvah with his mouth, but it didn't affect who he was. It didn't affect him. It was V'yadata Hayom, but not V'hashivos Elvavecha. He stayed Og. He stayed Og, but he went, even though he had bad kavanas, you know, he wanted Avram to die, whatever, but he still did it. Still did it. So maybe that's why his head was Zocha to be saved, but not his body. Meaning he did certain things, maybe even his mouth, just his mouth, was on the Teva. And then, but the rest of his body was not, because it wasn't Zocha to be saved. That's even Og. Where does the word Og come from? Uga, like a dough. If you have a dough, if you'd say, l'shem, you know, you make it into challah, but uga is just the raw dough. So maybe that's like, you just have the raw material without, you know, having it affect you and changing the form of it. So again, there's more, but that's part of the issue. Okay, part of who Og was. Fascinating personality in Tanakh. Weiter, getting back to our sugya of Amapelas Chaticha, as we know this parak so far has been about various types of forms. The Mishnah back on Daf Chaf Aleph, the beginning of the parak, different types of forms that come out of a woman. Is it Nida? Is it Leida? If it's Leida, is it Zachar? Is it a Keva? All the different questions that we've had. So the Mishnah had said that if a woman is Mapelas, a Shvir, an embryo, Mole Dam, Eina Choshesh Levlad. She doesn't have to worry about it. She doesn't have to worry about that there's a blood in there. It's just full of blood. Good. So now the Gemara asks, Shalu Lefnei Rebbe, third line. Hamapela Shvir Malei Basar Mahu. What if it's full of flesh? Malei Basar. So Amar Lahem, they ask Rebbe. So he says, Lo Shamati. Amar Lefanev Rebbe Shvel Rebbe Yossi. Which also might teach us something. Lo Shamati. Not everything you have to have an answer to. I never heard anything from Rebbeim about it. So Amar Lefanev Rebbe Shvel Rebbe Yossi. Amar Abba, my father Rabbi Yossi used to say, Male Dam Tamei Anida. Male Basar Tamei Aleda. Right? Male Dam is considered an Anida. Right? It's not nothing. Right? It's Nida. And Basar is Leda. So Amar Le, so they answer him, Male Davar Chadash Amar Talanu. Bishemavucha Avicha Shemanucha. If you would have only answered our question, then we would have trusted you. And we would have said, you had it, we heard it from your father, and we would have trusted you. And if you would have just answered that Male Basar is Tamei Aleda. But achshav midaha kamaisa ki yichida kamar. But the fact that you threw something else in, and we know we don't paskin like that other half of your statement. You threw something else in. The first part is right kisumchis shamar mishum Rabbi Meir. Right, it's like sumchis shamar mishum Rabbi Meir. But we don't paskin like that half of it. Right, as Rashi quotes in the beginning of our parak, like sumchis dam shebetocha chaticha. Remember, we had all different days there. Dam in the chaticha, outside the chaticha. The dam in the chaticha is tamei mishum nida. Right, we just had in the Mishnah right here, if you're Mapelas, a Shvir, Mali Dam, it's nothing. But we had earlier, what about a Chaticha that has Dam with it, that was in the Mishnah, with or without Rabbi Yehuda HaChachamim, but then we had in the Gemara, we had additional Shitas about, even if there's Dam in it, if it just has the U, the color of Dam, is that good enough? All the different days that we had earlier. But says Rebbe now, from the fact that you quoted the other half of the statement, that's a Das Yachid, that Sumchus said, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Meir, so Hanami, so maybe this other half of the statement, that you say that if you have a Shvir Male Basar, maybe that also shouldn't be a Leda. That's a Das Yachid. Hanami Shema Krebi Yeshua Amra. Venalacha Krebi Yeshua. Maybe that's only like Rebbe Yeshua, and therefore we don't pass like Rebbe Yeshua. Which Rebbe Yeshua? The Tanya. The following Brisa. Hamapelas Shvir She'eno Merukam. If somebody miscarries, someone miscarries a Shvir, She'eno Merukam. Eno Merukam means it's not fully formed, and it has flesh in it. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Vlad V'cham Omer Eno Vlad. So again, there Rabbi Yeshua sees that it's a Vlad, but we may be in a Paskin that way. Eino Vlad. The Rashbi discusses. They asked in front of Rebbe, what's the halacha? And he says, never heard anything. He obviously heard of this Brisa. He heard of this Brisa. What did Rebbe answer before? He's like, I don't know. Lo Shamati. And then when he gets an answer, well, maybe that's only like Rabbi Yeshua. See, he knew of the Brisa. Right, so why didn't he answer in the first place? That, oh, it's a machloka, I'm sure the chachamim. So the Rashba says, it must be that he didn't know exactly a shot of that brisa. V'yim tomar, hechi amar Rebbe lo shamati, da brisa shamulei. V'yish lomar, de Rebbe brisa vade shamulei. Ela de lo shamia plutayu b'mai. It says, inu marukam. Is that dafka with basar, without basar? The details are not. So now that you say that it's leida, so maybe you can interpret the price in a certain way that we don't pass in that way. That's only like Rabbi Yeshua. Ibishen omali basar, afilo afilo mali basar. So that's why it wasn't completely clear. So it's related, he knew that price, but it wouldn't be completely clear, and that's why he said what he said of lo shamati. I didn't hear a clear-cut answer to that question. Interesting here, he talks about the idea of, well, we don't trust you for one half, we won't trust you for the other half. It sounds like the opposite of palginon dibura. Right? There's a sugya elsewhere in terms of iser veheter or in terms of eating dinin nefashis. Palginon dibura. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak. Gemara daf tes and daf yun in Sanhedrin. If somebody says something, are we allowed to trust half of his words? Somebody says, ploni ba'al ishti. Right? So a person is nogeal b'davar with his wife. So he can't testify about his wife. But would we trust this man in order to at least to put ploni to death? Ploni Baalishti, the Gemara says, Huva Acher Mitztarfin Lahargo, Avalo Laharga. Can't be Horeg Her, right? He's only 1-8. Ploni Baalishti, Huva Acher Mitztarfin Laharga. Or the Gemara continues, oh, Machlokas there, had obviously in the Gemara, Machlokas Rashi and the Ravid. Bama Rava, Ploni Baal Nara Marasava, Huzmu, Ploni Rava Hashor, Ploni Rava Shori. Again, this is a sugya of a Palginan Dibura, right? Rashi quotes there on the first case. Ploni Rav O Laonso. So and so was Mizane, was Rovea me. So could somebody testify about his attacker? And we forget the fact. We don't look at the fact that he was involved in the case. So Rashi quotes, explaining Rava. Rava says, Adam Karva Yitzal Atzmo, Vein Adam Esam Atzmo Rasha. So Rava says, Ein Adam Nifzal La'edis, Bodos Piv, Adam Karva Yitzal Atzmo, Ein Adam Yachol Asum Atzmo Rasha, V'chulu. V'nerag haroveya de palginon dibura umahamnin lelegabe chavre lomanin lelegabe didei livsola edus. So we have the concept of palginon dibura. We also have a concept of palginon neemanus, not just palginon dibura, palginon neemanus. That the achronim talk about. I'll give you one example. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris discusses in Simon Chaf Aleph. He talks about a case where we would trust, somebody says, a meis baila. Adam say, the husband died. So there are various halachas that apply for meis baila. Can she get remarried? Can she collect her ksuba? Do the yershim get his money? So they don't all go together. And we might say, this is a sefahetar, this is inim mominis. So they're also, it's one statement. You can't split up the statement. Meis baila. There's only one statement. That's not palgina dibura, the case that we were talking about before in Sanhedrin. That's you kind of split up his words. Ploni rav o. So you could say ploni rav abanat. Just take out the possessive of me. And but here it's one statement. So says the Rebbe Elchanan. Neman lahati rav lo lanachla. So he's believed to allow her to get remarried, but not for the yarshim to go get the yerusha. Why not? Isn't it one statement? Do we believe him that he died or we didn't believe him that he died? That's called palginon ne'emanus. Right? In each context, in each application of the halacha, we might say different things. Delinya hetter nisuin, this is Simon Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. Delinya hetter nisuin, anu ma'minan lo shemei sabal. Uleinya nachala machzigan sabal b'cheskas chai. V'yavdu tarti desasri. Even though it's a self-inner contradiction. How can you say, Lamaisa, did he die or not? Well, regarding the money, he didn't die. Regarding allowing her to get remarried, he did. And you might say, what do you mean? That's even more chamor. It's Eishas Ish. But the answer is, that's the heter of the Kula. De'ein misa lachatzoin, bikomakom kachu dinam monuso. Avu bamedram amurim, when do we say this? He just adds a limit. Kisha shnei hadinim einon bitolada echad mechavero. It's not like A causes B. It's two things that flow from Meis Baila. Meis Baila has applications for Nachla. Meis Baila has applications for Heter Nisuin. So that's where he says you could split. You could be Mamin for this and not for that. If it's two applications that are connected to each other, one causes the other, so then that wouldn't be allowed. So Nachla Heter Nisuin could split. But, Afal Shashneim Tulim B'davar Echad, B'Misa Sabal. Amnam Ksuba, Enotuliya Klaba Misa Sabal. Dimim Muteras Li Nasi Notelas Tuba, Filo Abal Chai. Let's say, does she collect her ksuba? That's tali on her ability to get remarried. So those two are basically, they go together. You can't split that. If you allow her to get remarried, then you have to say that she could collect her ksuba. Kamo beget. By get, her husband's alive and she could collect her ksuba. It just has to do with heter to get remarried. And that's why it says here, v'kivan denetilas ksuba ba, but told him, mikoch heter nisuin, bezeh lo amrinan palgino ne'emanus. The efshala hafrid beitshnei hadinim ha'elu, and it's not dami lanachla because told is a result of is not a result of heter nisuin. It's just from eis bialam. Big sugya heter palgina ne'amanis palgidura, but here it's kind of the opposite. It's like you say a statement that if we don't trust you on one, we won't trust you on the other half either. Or if your half of your statement was a das yachid, so too would the other half be as well. Okay, Amr Shimon Lakish Bishur Meboshi Avaiter Machlokes, the Machlokes that we just had here, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. The Machlokes about a sphere that is not a type of embryo that is unformed. Eino Marukam. What's the Machlokes about? Machlokes Ba'achur, the Machlokes is Ba'achur, where it is not clear liquid. It is hazy and dirty liquid. So then you could say maybe it happened to be something. Aval, but solo, but if it's clear liquid, then for sure it's nothing. It's clear, for sure it's not a baby. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar b'tzalul machlokes. No, Rabbi Shua says machlokes about solul. So yibayilhu, b'tzalul machlokes. Is that machlokes only about solul? Aval ba'achar divri yakov lad. But if it was achar, everybody would agree that it would be a baby. And she would have Tomas Leda, and Halachas of Leda, Odilma, Bembezeh, Bembezeh, Machlokas. Or, does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that it's a Machlokas by both? So, Teku. So, that question goes unanswered. Meisvei, Ezu Darash, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the following, Yas Hashem alakim la'adam alishto kasnos or, v'yal bishem. Hashem made kasnos or for Adam and Chava, v'yal bishem, and he clothed them. Mulamed, right, one of the four mitzvos, Be'nadam al-Chavero, so to speak, that the Gemara says in Sota, Hashem was Malbash Arumim, Kover Mesim, Mevakar Cholim, Nicham Avelim. So Hashem was Malbish Adam Ishto. Mulamed, what do you see from there? Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ose Or Lo Adam LMK Notzar. Or means that a person is formed, right? He gave them, Hashem made them, it's called made, and it says Kosnos Or. So, look at Tosfos. And God wrote or the kosnos or ba'ar adam myri. So talking about on the or of a person. Alma ba'ar talya milsa loshna achav loshna tzalol. So doesn't that show that the or is the key? The skin is the key to say if a person is formed or not. Hashem made them with or, and therefore, so it shouldn't make a difference even if it's tzalol. So that's the brisa. So now we're going to be medayik. I amr bishlamah b'tzalol machlokes. If you tell me that the machlokes tanoim is about by unclear liquid, so haino de itzrakra, that's why you need the pasik, this chiddush, to teach me that even just or is considered yalud, even if it's salul, that's the chiddush. Even if it's salul, it's going to be a vlad because it has skin. But the only machlokas is by achor. But everybody would agree by tzalul, it's not a vlad. The only issue is by achor, then lamalikra. Why would you need a pasuk to tell me that? Svara ba'almahu. Right? Why would, we're connecting Rabbi Yeshua in the Brisa to this Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. We're saying it's the same person. Right? So, why would Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya require a pasuk to tell me that achor is going to be a baby? Of course, achor. What's the difference? If it's svar ba'almahu that there was something there, it's not solul. El shvamino, but solul machlokas shvamino. So it must be that solul, the machlokas is even by solul. And that is why Rabbi Yeshua needed the pasuk to teach me that it is considered a yalud even in the case of solul. Even in the case of solul, fine. That is the pshat of the rice, and it's also somewhat of a kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was the one that said the machlokas is only by achor, but solul it is not a machlokas. Interesting. If you look in the Tosfos Rush here says based on Tosfos also Iker Yitziras Adam be'orkoi mitatali kasnos ba'ar ha'adam. Right, the Iker Yitzira of Adam is ba'or. The skin plays a major role. If you look in the Torah Shlema, Rav Kasher, that we know who quotes Midrashim, every Midrash under the sun. So Rav Kasher there in Brachos on that pasuk, on the pasuk at the end of Perek Gimel after the story of Adam and Chava. Vayat Hashem Elokim la Adam alishto kasnos or vayal bishem. So there he quotes our Gemara. He also quotes other midrashim, but then he quotes hakasnos hayu or shekaram al basaram shlo hayalahem adayim. Just quotes Medrash. Don't quote where this Medrash is from. He quotes the kasnos, the clothing that Hashem gave Adam and Chava was skin. That's the clothing that Hashem gave Adam and Chava after the sin. Hakasnos hayu or shekaram al basaram shlo hayalahem adayim. They didn't have or before that. What were they? They were just flesh and blood. There was no cover. Kasnos or, and he quotes here in the footnotes, as he always expands on these unusual midrashim, ki mitchila haye etzem ubasar v'yata karam lahem or. And then he quotes, maybe it's connected to, this is another medrash, right? We discussed this a week ago or so, back on, where was it? Daf Yud Zayin, where we spoke about the fingernails, right? That the, Daf Yud Zayin. There are midrashim that talk about that when Adam and Chava were first, created, they had a certain type of protective shield on them. And that was all like the fingernail material. And then after they sinned, so then it was taken off and it was only left for the toenails and the fingernails. And that's why it's a little kitrog when they're cut. They have to be burned because it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Lefnei Achet. That's why pregnant women are even more dangerous to walk on, as we've said. But maybe putting these two midrashim together, so Hashem gave them skin when he took away the fingernail material from the rest of the body. Because we didn't need the skin, the or before that, because we had some other protective shield, like the fingernail material, and then we were given skin. Maybe we lost the fingernail material once we were chote, so now we were subject susceptible to the elements, and there was no covering for us. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us kasnos or dafka at the after we lost the previous protection. So why was it changed? We used to have a harder protection, and now it's a little softer, more malleable skin as compared. Okay, but either way, that's maybe putting these two midrashim together about the nails and the skin. Maybe at the end of this time, we'll get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka giving them skin now, and giving a covering now. How does that fit with Adam's reaction right beforehand? We mentioned that in the past, but first let's continue. V'chein, right in the middle. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rabbi Bar Avuha machlokes ba'achar. So too, Rabbi Bar Avuha says machlokes is ba'achar v'atzal divrei kol inovlan. Going back to what Reish Lakish said before, divrei kol agrees that if it's solve is clear, it's not a vlan. Eisvi Rabbi Lor Rav Nachman, is it really true that you could say the machlokes is only ba'achar? Ella amru, but we learn back in Maseches Bechoros what is called a birth. Remember Bechoros, there are different. Halachas, what is called the birth? We have to know what's a bechor. If an animal has some type of something that comes out of the animal, so we want to know if the following animal is going to have a kedushas bechor in terms of carbon. So how do you tell? So ela amru simen vlad bebehema daka tinuf. Any type of dirty matter that comes out of a behema daka, that's already considered a birth, and therefore the following animal is not called a bechor. Ka bagasa shilya beisha shvir v'shilya. Right, you need the embryo and the afterbirth. Ve'ilu shvir bebehema lapater. It doesn't say shvir by a behema. It just says, right, either tinuf or shilya. So, iam bishlam b'tzalol machlokes. So if you want to say that the machlokes is by tzalol, so mishem hachi, and that would be why we'd have a difference between a human and an animal. Isha derabi bakra, where a woman, where we have a separate pasuk to include, as we had earlier, pater bashvir. That's where the shvir would be poter. Bibehema de lo rabi bakra lo pater bashvir. By an animal where there's no pasuk to be mechadesh, that something unusual that would be included, so the shvir would not pater. But if you say, as we said earlier, if you say an unclear sack of liquid is the machlokes, so michti svarahu maishta isha maishta bebehema, why should there be a difference between isha and behema? It's all achur, so either it should work or it shouldn't work. Gemara says, change what we thought up until now. Who said that Rabbi Yeshua in the Brisa, when Rabbi Yeshua says Vlad in the Brisa, who says he's saying that Bataras Vadai? Rabbi Yeshua Mesuki Mesafkale. Maybe Vazil. Maybe he's just Machmir. He's not sure what to do. So in all the different contexts, he's Machmir. So it's not Svarahu. He's machri. He doesn't know whether there should be a baby or not. So ach lechumra v'ach lechumra. So in each context, he goes lechumra. So gabe isha, by an isha, dimamonahu, by an isha, which is by a, whether to know whether she's going to be chayv and pidyon ben, dimamonahu, savig mamona lekula. So she won't have to pay, the father won't have to pay pidyon ben, because that's a kula. Hamotzeh mechaver l'varaya. You're not sure. Gabe behema, will the next animal that comes out be a bechor? Then you have to be machmir. Right? You have to be machmir. Maybe it's going to be a bechor. Di isura, di ika, di isura hu di ika l'gabi giz v'avoda, safig isura l'chumra. So you have to be machmir. And therefore, be machmir in that direction, in that context. Hachanami gabi isha, so too by an isha, by tumas leda, safig tumas l'chumra. That's why he said it's a vlad, but not because it's betoras vadai, but betoras chumra mi safig. Says the Gemara, "Mi masafkalei bakra kamar." But then he quoted pasik. What do you mean it was a safek? Midrabanan v'karas machta b'yalmahu. Right, it wasn't really a vade pasik. He quoted that as an asmachta that it possibly is a vlad, but not that it vade is a vlad. Look at Tosfos here. Tosfos discusses gabi behema lachumra. By behema we would go lachumra. V'yaf agav dekulahu shemotzien mamon mirishus Yisrael. Hainu mishum, right, by behema lechumra. So we're going to treat it like a, Tosfos says, we're going to treat it like a bechor, just in case. For a minute. So that means we're going to be motzi the animal from the Yisrael and give it to the Kohen. Right, by pidyon ben, we said the Yisrael can keep the money. But by here, so isn't it amos mechalav arayas? That's not fair. Maybe we should treat it as a bechor and just leave it in the hands of the Yisrael. No. Avagadu kulu shemotzien mamon mirishus Yisrael. Hainu mishum di lo yav lekohen asil lemishri begiz of avoda. If you don't give it to the Kohen, people will think it's not a carbon at all. There's no kedusha, and therefore we have to give it to the Kohen in that context. The pidyon ben being mominous, you know what? Let's just first get up to the two dots, and then we'll talk more about that. Amrav Chanina bar Shalmi el Rav Har Rebbe Har Rebbe Shal Rebbe Yosef Har Rebbe Oshia Har Rebbe Shimon Levi Mar Kaman Svir Le. We've had a lot of deos here about Achur and Salul Machlokes and Amachlokes. So a lot of different deos here. Who do you hold like? Yes, Rav. Amalei Ani Omer Echazev Echazev Ein Choshesheshes. Achur or Tzalul, you don't have to worry about the vod. It's nothing. Shmuel Amar Echazev Echazev Choshesheshes. And Shmuel says, no, you have to be Choshesh for either. You have to be Choshesh even by Tzalul. The Azdeh Shmuel Taimei. And Shmuel follows his reasoning here. The Chiasa Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he says, Omer Me Olam Lodachu Shvir Ben Aharda Levar Miyahu Shvira Das Lakami De Shmuel. That when in Naharda, they were never mitaher, meaning they always assumed the shvir was a real leida, like Shmuel says, echazeh echazeh yet to be choshesh, except for once, miyahu shvira dasu l'kami de Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel was a doctor. That's why he was always busy healing people. And there was a mesorah that he had, that the Gemara says elsewhere, that he wasn't supposed to get smicha. Bas l'kami de Shmuel, demonach alei chuta sayer mehagisa v'chazi mehagisa. There was one vlad that was totally clear. He put a hair on one side of the matter that came out, and he was able to see all through it. And he could see the hair through. So in that case, he said, that's nothing. Amar imisa de vlad have lo viziku lehai. It wouldn't be so clear. And therefore, that's the only case that Shmuel said was something that you can assume was not a leda, but all other cases, Shmuel says, you have to be choshesh at all, at least a little bit. A little bit lechumra. Okay, the idea that pidyon ben is just mominous, again, that has a lot of many ramifications. And who is the muchzak? So pashas is, it belongs to a Yisrael. Remember, the Ksos has an important discussion. The Ksos talks about, can you give, quotes the Pri Chadash, can you give pidyon ben to a Kohen Katan? Let's say the only Kohen that you could find is a 10-year-old Kohen. So could you give it to him? So we know, so he has two possibilities. So first he says, well, you know that a katan can't own something on a daraisa level, right? Don't we say that a katan, if you steal from a katan, it's only mishum darki shalom? So if a katan picks something up from the aveda, so maybe you can't. So Tosfos has two possibilities. He says, number one, maybe, I think it's based on the Pri Chadash. Well, we know Tosfos says in a few places in Shas. Tosfos says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Tosfos quotes elsewhere, that Das acheres makne shiny. And that is, even though we know the Gemara says that a katan can't be konis something, if a katan picks something up from Hefker, he does not own it on a daraisa level, but if a person is being makne, pushing it into his rishus, being makne, so then maybe we would say that even a kata can be kona daraisa. Right? Tosfos says that in Kiddushin, on Daf Yutes, Tosfos says that in terms of, the Gemara says there, where a man can say to his daughter, you get your own kesef Kiddushin. Right? Be makabel your own kesef Kiddushin. Right? Kiddushin ketana. How can you do it? Tosfos says, how can you, a kata can't be kona. Ketana can't be kona. Oh, das achar is makne shiny. So number one, so maybe that too. So maybe you could give it to a Kohen Katan because of Dasakar is Machna. But then Tosfos discusses whether that not all Rishonim agree to that and maybe it wouldn't apply here. So then he says maybe a different idea. And that is, by Pidyon HaBen, you don't even really require a Kinyan. Right? The money really belongs to Shevet Kahuna already. Right? Because that's the Mitzvah Daraisa. So you don't even really need a Kinyan. So maybe that's why it would be allowed. Because you don't really need a full kinyan. It basically belongs to the Sheva Kahuna. I'm just figuring out which within the Sheva Kahuna, who's going to own it within the Sheva Kahuna? Who am I going to give it to? Which Kohen? I have Tovas Hana'a to choose which Kohen. But maybe that's why it's easier. Right? Similar, I don't remember, I have to look at it again. But I think it's similar maybe to what the Ksos says in Simin Reish, I think it is, where he talks about get, famous Ksos. Where the Ksos talks about get is not really a kinyan. That's why he talks about why you can give a get on Isuri Hana. Right? Why is that? Or why can you give a get Bal Karcha? Those are the two simanim, two red flags that the so says, those two show me that giving a get is not a hakna, but what he calls an asina, the nasan biyada. Right? Many achronim discussed that. So, pro and con, sources from Rishonim. But maybe that's similar here too. By when the giving a pidyon haben, it's more of a mice and a sina than a kinyan. And the Gemara here calls it dinim amanis. There is isser elements, right? We know it's called pidyon. Pidyon always means something's usser, but it's not that the person is usser. The baby is not usser bahana before pidyon haben does. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do pidyon, but not that the child is usser before that time. Remember, there was Yaakov Kamenetsky at the end of Parshas Bo, that it's all about allowing the child to be involved in Divrei Chol, right? Based on that Svarno at the end of Parshas Bo, the language of the Svarno. The Svarno just says it in one line. The Svarno says that why do we celebrate Papidyon HaBen? K'deshi mutarim ba'avodas Chol. And Rabbi Yaakov develops. That's a celebration that he's involved in Chol. He's no longer Kodesh. And he says, yeah, that's what life's about. Life's not about being born Kodesh. Life's about working and making your life Kodesh. Right? And that's the celebration of Pidyon HaBen. Good. Vayter. V'imayim arukam v'chulu. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeo shvir merukam. Right? The Mishnah had said that if there is a shvir that is merukam, that is somewhat formed, you just can't tell what it is, then you have to be machimir. Teshev lazachar v'lanakeva. Meaning, you take the Yimei Tumah of a Nekeva and Yimei Tara of a Zachar. Right? You're Machmer in both ways. Meaning, you know it's a Leda, you just don't know which one, so then you're Machmer. So, talking about Ezo Shir Merukam, what does Merukam mean? Avasha Olomer Tchilas Ber Yaso Merosho means the head starting being formed, and Rushde Enav Kishde Tipin Shal Zvuv. We're going to have different discussions of early forms of anatomy now. The two eyes of the baby look like two little dots of a small bug. Tani Rabbi Chia Meruchakin Zemizeh. They're far from each other, so like eyes are far from each other. Shnei Chotvin Kishnei Tipin Jolzvov. Tani Rabbi Chia Mukuravin Zelazeh. But the two nostrils started being formed. They're next to each other. Upiv Matua Kuchot Asayra. The mouth looks like a little hair, like sort of like the slit. Vikviyaso Bekaadasha, and the Evra Zachar looks a tiny little lentil size. Vimaisa Nekeva Nidona Kisar La Arka. And the Makam Anakeva is also like a slit the size of a barley seed. Vichitach Yedai V'Raglayim Ein Lo, he doesn't really have split hands and feet. V'alo Mefurish B'Kabbalah Halo, right, as Pazak and Eov, Halo Kechalav Taticheni, I was poured out like milk. U'kegvina Takvieni, and I was congealed and like cheese. Or U'basar Talbisheni Atzamos V'gidim Tisochacheni, Hashem gives all of these. Chayim V'chesed Atzisi Madiyuf Gudascha Shamra Ruchi, right, that's the Pasuk that is a remez to related to this pasuk, right? And Rashi quotes Kechalav Zeo Shechvazera Shunitach VeKalosh Mitchila B'Shas Yisyasu Kechalav VeAcharkach Nasa Kafui. That the seed, the zera, then becomes congeal, like milk comes into cheese. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the zera and helps form the body, and that's a remez in this pasuk in Iyov. VeEin Botkin Oso B'Mayim, and when we check to see, because the baby sometime, this baby, this this sphere is dirty, so you want to clean the baby off in order to see if they have these slits, if they have the beginning of the forms, to see if it's a sphere merukam, which is all these tests. And bokrasov mayim shamayim azin, don't use regular water, because water is very harsh on this body, vitardinoso, and would cause it to become smooth and eroded. Elabotinoso b'shemen, use oil, shashemen, rach, umetzachzacho. Oil is very soft and would make it shiny and clean. Veinrona elabachama, and only see it, look at it in the sun. Ketzabotinoso, how do you check? Ketzabotinoso kidamrina, we just said how you check. You check in the sun and by doing this cleaning, bedika. Elbame botkinoso, leidim zacharum nekeva. Right, how do you check if it's Zachar and Akeva? Right, that's what you want to find out. Once you know it's Merukam, then you want to find out the halachas for Zachar and Akeva. Abishal bar Nash, Va'amila, Abishal bar Remesh, Amar, maybe Kisim Sherosha Chalak, you bring a little stick, a little splinter that has a smooth edge, Umanane, and again, remember, this baby is not alive. This baby is just a form mass, and you just want to tell if it's Zachar and Akeva. So you find with a soft, smooth edge, Umanane, Abosomakom, and you move it in that spot. If it catches, it gets caught. Okay, you see if the stick gets caught, because that would mean that the Eivar HaZachar started to be formed. If you move it vertically, so that's where it would get caught. But if you move it horizontally, so maybe that's not a raya, because maybe it isn't a keva, and the kosle beis arechem started to be formed. If it isn't a keva, the way that you check is to see if it has the slit, the size again of a saora. Maybe that's not in a keva, maybe that's the beginning of the separation in the middle of the Eivar HaZachar. So Amar Abaya, Hashta Beitzim Gufaya Lo Yadi, Chutzal Beitzim Yadiya. The Eivar HaZachar isn't formed yet, so the separation in between is going to be formed before it, before the organ itself. So you don't assume that you have to worry about that. Amar of Amram Tana Beis Yarkosav Kibes Chutin Shal Zahoris. The two thighs will look like two little strings. Two little strings. Amar of Amram Allah Kishel Erev. Right, we know there are two types of strings on the loom, the warp and the woof. So it'll look like the Erev, which are the woof, the horizontal threads. Shnei Zeraosav, the arms, Kebechud and Shazahoras, Amir of Amir Malach, Kishel Shesi, right, the other ones, the vertical. Amir Leir Shwal Rav Yudah Shinina, Lotevet Uvdashi Yasir. Don't do anything until you see some hair. So what does that mean? Until you see some hair, don't do what? Umiyar Meshwal Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Only hair? Amir Shmuel, Echazu, Echazu, Choshashas. We just said on the bottom of Amir Aleph, Shmuel says, you always have to be worried it's a Vlad, even without any hair. So Amar Rav Ami Bar Shmuel L'didi Mifreshili Minei De Mar Shmuel Lachush Choshesh. Right, you have to be choshesh for any type of shvir that it's a leida. Yemeitara Lo Yavina Lashi Yasir. The only time you're ever going to give Yemeitara at all is if it has any hair. So that's the Kula, the only time you're going to have Kula, right? Rashi, Lachush, Choshashis, Lahachmir, Veleshiv, Shvuayim. But, Lo Tavin and Le, Achiyasir, but until you have hair, you wouldn't give the Yemeitara. Fine. So, Lomemer, the Mesafka, the Shmuel. Is this to say that Shmuel had any Sveikus? Shmuel was an unbelievable super doctor. How could he say he had any Sveikus? V'yaha, this amazing story. Ha'u Shvir, this Aslakame, the Shmuel. There was a Shvir, there was an after, again, a fetus, some type of some type of embryo that came in front of Shmuel. Amar, look how early and tiny this must have been. Habar abayin v'chad yoma. This is 41 days after fertilization, Shmuel said by looking at it. V'chashim yoma da'azal l'tfil arayu yoma. And he found out whatever it was, maybe just to ask exactly, he was trying to figure it out. The day, the night the woman went to the mikvah, v'lohavi arayin yomin. It was only 40 days back. And Shmuel said this was a 41-day fetus. So, v'amar lahu, hay benida bal. Shmuel says, you must have been bal before you went to the mikvah. Bal nida, because I know this is 41 days, not 40. Kafti v'ode, he forced him, and the man was mode. Unbelievable. Shmuel's brilliance. But either way, what do you see from there? Shmuel knew exactly. He wouldn't have any sveikus. So what do you mean is all these shitas of chosheshes, and he's an expert. Shiny Shmuel de Rav Gufrei. Shmuel himself knew. But when he was telling the halacha for the masses, he knew that not everybody would have his brilliance and his expertise. So he had to give rules. He had to give rules and regulations. But you're right, in the chinami, for him, it was, he knew exactly. And we know there are many halachas that are different between the 40-day-olds and not. Before 40 days, it's called Maya Ba'alman halacha. Most women, we generally don't know, the woman doesn't know she's pregnant until after 40 days. When she misses her periods, and then she'll do a pregnancy test, it's usually after 40 days. If we knew before 40 days, then there are more kulas in terms of, you know, if there's a tzorech of some kind, Rachmana Litzlan, to terminate, so that's only before 40 days, there is a little more flexibility there. But, let's say, for all other intents and purposes, we know the Ramban writes in Torah Adam to be Mechal Shabbos, if we know, we'd be Mechal Shabbos even before 40 days. Right, Mechal Shabbos, not just for a person, not just for a baby, but even earlier. Right? So we talk about based on the different svaras, Chal Shabbos Achas v'chulu. Vayter Amapela Sandal v'chulu. So the Mishnah said also. Mishnah said back on Chaf Dalan Amabez, if a woman is Mapelas a sandal is a flattened fetus. So then you have to wait Zachar Ulanakeva. And Rashi already quoted there on the Mishnah what the Gemara is going to say here. Sandala means it's a twin. There are twins, and one of the twins crushed the other one. So the only nafkamina is if the other twin, the viable twin, is a Zachar. Then there's something to talk about. Because you have to figure out what this crushed one was. If the other one was in a keva, so then you already know. It's already included. The Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tahara. But that's the Gemara is going to say that. So again, the only nafka mina is going to be if the sandal is born with a nekeva. Tanur Rabbanan, sandal doma ladag shel yam. A sandal gives the appearance of a dog of the yam. Mitchilaso vladu el shenirtzav. It was a vlad that was crushed. Shimon Gamliel omer sandal doma lalashon shel shara gadol. It looks like the tongue of a large ox. Sandal tzar suras panim. It needs certain types of facial features in order to be considered anything. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha, sandal tzarach suras panim, facial features. Amar Rabbi Ada, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, sandal tzarach suras panim, v'yachiyu filo me'achorav. But facial features are enough even if it's backwards on the body. Why? Mashal Adam, shesadar eschavir, v'achzer panav v'achorav. It's like somebody gets hit in the face and his head goes backwards. So maybe it got crushed by the other twin and it was facing the other way. But that's still considered a leida, a vlad. B'mei Rabbi Yanai, Bikshu L'tar, is a sandal, shilun zuras panim. The days of Rabbi Yanai, they wanted to say a sandal without facial features is tahar. Amar lem Rabbi Yanai, tiharetim esav lados. Rabbi Yanai got upset. How can you do that? You're being metahir of vlad. But one second, v'atanim shir Rabbi Seinu, heidu sandal tzorach zuras panim. But didn't we learn that sandal needs a facial features in order to be called a vlad? Amar Rabbi Barabaya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Me'edusel Shor Rabbi Nechunya, Nishes Mishnah Zu. Right, that Mishnah that says, discussion of the Tanoim, that says that you need Suras Panim, that's a Das Yachid. That's a Das Yachid, and therefore we don't rely on that. Amar Rabbi Zira, Zacha Barabibi Bishmaitzei. Rabibi was just Ochet to say that. Right, he was the one that said, oh, that's Rabbi Nechunya. We were both in shir that day. We were both in shir with Rabbi Yochanan. Kamal Hashmait, somebody said this. The Kadam Iyu of Amar Bezachaba. And he got it. He got it. And I missed my chance. I missed my opportunity to get the credit of saying this. And people will say it b'shem Amri. But either way, that's getting into the sugya of sandal. Let's stop here by Lama. We'll have to see what, again, the nafgamina of sandal, Zachar, Nekeva. Tomorrow we get a little bit into also Tumas Meis. Right, and Tumas Meis in terms of these early births. Hashem will continue all these halachas and continue here in the third peck of Maseches Nida.